जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मधुलीला चैप्टर 21 टेक्स्ट 28 ऑन कृष्णेरा महिमा रघु केवा ताल ज्ञाता वृंदावन स्थानेर देखो आश्चर्य विभूता कृष्णेर महिमा रघु केवा ताल ज्ञाता वृंदावन स्थानेर देखो आश्चर्य विभूता कृष्णेर महिमा रघु केवा ताल ज्ञाता वृंदावन स्थानेर देखो आश्चर्य विभूता कृष्णेर महिमा रघु केवा ताल ज्ञाता वृंदावन स्थानेर देखो आश्चर्य विभूता
Of those
Gyata, আর নওয়ার
বৃন্দাবন
স্থানে
অফ দ্য অ্যাবোড অফ কৃষ্ণ
বৃন্দাবন
দেখো
জসি
আশ্চর্য
ওয়ান্ডারফুল
বিভূতা
অপুলেন্স
ট্রান্সলেশন বাই শ্রী
ভগবান
Let the glories of Lord Krishna be.
Who could
be aware of all of them?
His abode,
Vrindavan,
has many wonderful
opulences.
Just try to see
them all.
Previously,
it has been
Krishna's
qualities
has been described.
Krishna's
various
expansions
has been
elaborately
described.
And now
Mahaprabhu
is telling
that what
to talk about
Krishna's glories,
Krishna's own
glories.
Who could
ever be aware
of all of them?
Who could
be aware
of Krishna's
glories,
Krishna's
qualities?
His
abode,
Vrindavan,
has
many wonderful
opulences.
What to talk
about Krishna's opulences?
We cannot even
figure out
the
opulences of
Vrindavan.
And Mahaprabhu
is telling, just try
to understand them all.
Mahaprabhu
is about to describe
the glories
of Mahaprabhu's
abode,
glories of
Krishna's abode,
Vrindavan.
In
text
29,
শোলক্রোশ
বৃন্দাবন
শাস্ত্রীর
প্রকাশে
তার এক
দেশে
বৈকুণ্ঠাজন
ভাসে
অ্যাকর্ডিং টু
দ্য রেভেলেশন
অফ রিভিলড স্ক্রিপচার্স
বৃন্দাবন
এক্সটেন্ডস
অনলি 16
ক্রোশেস
দ্যাট ইজ
32 মাইলস
নন্দলেস
অল দ্য
বৈকুণ্ঠ প্ল্যানেটস
and innumerable
universes
are located
in one corner
of this tract.
Purport
by Srila Prabhupada.
In Braja,
the land is
divided into various
bonds
or forests.
The
forests total
12
and their extension
is estimated
to be
84
croshes.
Of
these,
the special
forest known
as Vrindavan is
located
from the
present municipal
city of Vrindavan
to the village
called Nandagram.
This
distance
is 16
croshes
or 32
miles.
It
has been described
like
Vrindavan
is
like a lotus.
Sahasra
Patra Kamala
Gokulakho
Mahatpadam.
That
Vrindavan
has been described
as a thousand
petaled
lotus.
And
in that
lotus,
the Gokul
is
situated.
And
that Gokul
is
the abode
of Krishna.
And that is
like a
whirl of
a lotus.
The
thousand petal
lotus
is there.
And
the
central part
of that lotus
is
Vrindavan
or Gokul.
Sharanga
Shatpadi
Sthana
is described in
Yama Samhita.
Tat
Kinjagam Padam
Shana
Tat
Patrani
Shriyamapi.
That
particular
part
I can't
remember right now.
It's
described that
the
world of
the lotus
is Krishna's
abode.
And
that
abode is
surrounded
by
kinjalkas
and
patras,
petals
and
they're
surrounded by
petals.
And
so
this is how
Krishna's
abode
has been described
in the spiritual
sky,
Golok
Vrindavan
or
Gokul
Vrindavan.
They're non-different.
Gokul
Vrindavan
is the abode
of Krishna, or the extension of Vrindavan on this earth planet, and Golok Vrindavan is the abode of Krishna in the spiritual sky. And Prabhupada is saying here in the purport that the abode of Krishna is divided, the total measurement, if we can at all measure it, is 84 crotias. And each crotia is 2 miles, each crotia consists of 2 miles. So that means 84 crotias is 168 miles. That's the total area, and the total, that is the Mathura Mandal, and that consists of 12 forests, Dalish Van. And of these forests, there is one forest is known as Vrindavan. And the boundary of Vrindavan is 16 crotias or 32 miles. Now, Mahaprabhu is telling here that Krishna's abode, Vrindavan, extends only up to 16 crotias or 32 miles. But the entire Vaikuntha planet is situated in one corner of Vrindavan. So this is what this is how we can see that unless we accept the Achinta Bhedabhed Tattva, that Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's abode, Krishna's qualities are all inconceivable. Spiritual realm is beyond our material measurement. It is inconceivable. Apparently, if somebody hears, he will think that we must be crazy. Like, on one hand, we are saying that Vrindavan is 16, consists of 32 miles, and in one corner of Vrindavan, Vaikuntha is situated. Now, Vaikuntha is limitless, ananta. Even if we want to measure Vaikuntha or try to conceive the extent of the area of Vaikuntha, then we have to admit that Vaikuntha, one insignificant part of Vaikuntha is this material nature. And in this material nature there are innumerable universes. And in each universe there is an earth planet that we are living in. So there are, compared to the universe, the earth planet is an insignificant portion. And compared to the material nature, each universe is an insignificant portion. And this entire material nature is an insignificant portion of the abode of Krishna, Vaikuntha. A part of Vaikuntha has been covered by the layers of matter, and that part is the material creation. But beyond this material creation, there are innumerable universes now floating in the spiritual sky. And here it has been described that that what to talk about is material nature. Even Vaikuntha is just a fraction, or Vaikuntha is situated in one corner of Vrindavan. Although Vrindavan is 16 crotias, nonetheless, all the Vaikuntha planets and innumerable universes are located in one corner of this tract. So that is what Krishna's Achinta Shakti is. Now, apparently we cannot really understand, we cannot comprehend what this, how is it possible? Now, I remember once Prabhupada gave an example to justify the Achinta aspect of Krishna's potency. He said, consider a seed of a banyan tree. The seed of a banyan tree is very, very small. I don't know whether
you have seen that.
It's very practical, you can see it with your eyes,
it's so small.
But in each banyan seed, there is a banyan tree. And in that banyan tree, there are innumerable banyan fruits. And in each of those banyan fruits, there is innumerable banyan seeds. And in each of those seeds, there is a banyan tree. And in that banyan tree, there is innumerable there is innumerable banyan fruits. And so, even in material nature, we can see when Krishna's energy extends, when Krishna's jiva shakti extends, it becomes inconceivable. Materially, we cannot consider that a dimension of a banyan seed is so minute, and in that seed there is a banyan tree. It is there, although we cannot see with our material eyes, but it is there. So if it can be possible with a banyan seed, why it cannot be possible with Vrindavan? Where in one corner of Vrindavan the entire spiritual and material sky is situated. That's why Mahaprabhu is telling that according to the what to talk about Krishna's qualities, what to talk about Krishna's opulences, we cannot even figure out the opulence of Vrindavan. অপার ঐশ্বর্য কৃষ্ণের নাহিব বর্ণন শাখাচন্দ্র নাই করি দীপ দর্শন নো ওয়ান ক্যান এস্টিমেট দ্য অপুলেন্স অফ কৃষ্ণ দ্যাট ইজ আনলিমিটেড হাউ এভার জাস্ট এজ ওয়ান সিজ দ্য মুন থ্রু দ্য ব্রাঞ্চেস অফ এ ট্রি আই উইশ টু গিভ এ লিটল ইন্ডিকেশন পরপোর বৈশ্বর প্রভুপাদ. First a child is shown the branches of a tree, and then he is shown the moon through the branches. This is called Shakha Chandra Nyaya. The idea is that first one must be given a simple example. Then the more difficult background is explained. ঐশ্বর্য কহিতে স্ফুরিল ঐশ্বর্য সাগর মনেন্দ্রে ডুবিলা প্রভু হইলা ফাঁপর. While describing the transcendental opulences of Krishna, the ocean of opulence manifested in the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his mind and senses were immersed in this ocean. Thus he was perplexed. Mahaprabhu is playing the role of a devotee, and a devotee, when he remembers Krishna, when he remembers Krishna's opulences, then all the qualities, or he becomes aware of inconceivable opulences of Krishna, and that is so overpowering, so overwhelming, that a devotee becomes completely perplexed, and he doesn't know where to begin and where to end. And he, this stage is called Vyubhavata, or bewilderment, or perplexity. So here Mahaprabhu has become perplexed. He, Fapur has been, the word Fapur has been described as perplexed. That Mahaprabhu became bewildered. Mahaprabhu could not figure out now what he was going to say. He became completely perplexed. Bhagavatir ei shlok porila rabone artho ashadite sukhe karena byakkhane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally recited the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, and to relish the meaning, he began to explain it himself. শয়ন্ত সম্মতি শয়ন্ত্রভীষ সারাজ্য লক্ষাপ্ত সমস্ত কাম বলিং হরদ্ভীষ চিরপাল লোক किरीट कोटि वित पाद पीठ. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the master of the three worlds and the three principal demigods, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. No one is equal to or greater than him. By his spiritual potency, known as Sharaja Lakshmi, all his desires are fulfilled. While offering their dues and presents in worship, the predominating deities of all the planets touch the lotus feet of the Lord with their helmets. Thus, they offer prayers to the Lord. Purport. This quotation is verse 21 of the second chapter, third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Paramo Ishvara Krishna Svayam Bhagavan Tate Varo Tara Samyo Keho Nahiyan. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is the greatest of all. No one is equal to him, nor is anyone greater than him. Sanda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. Purport. This is the first verse of the fifth chapter of Brahma Samhita. Brahma Vishnu Harai Srishtani Ishwar Tine Abhyakari Krishna Re Krishna Yudhishwar. The primary predominating deities of this material creation are Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu. Nonetheless, they simply carry out the orders of Lord Krishna, who is the master of them all. Shijami tanmi yuktayam haro haroti tadvasham Visham purushadutena paripati trishakti trik. Lord Brahma says, following the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I create, Lord Shiva destroys, and he himself, in the form of Kshiradokshai Vishnu, manifests all the affairs of maintains all the affairs of material nature. Thus, the supreme controller of the three modes of material nature is Lord Vishnu. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.6.32. This is only a general description. Please try to understand another meaning of Tratisha. The three Purusha incarnations of Vishnu are the original cause of the material creation. Mahavishnu Padmanabha Kshiradagashami Eitin Sthula Shukha Sarvayantarjami. Mahavishnu, Padmanabha and Kshiradakshai Vishnu are the super souls of all subtle and gross existences. Purport. Lord Mahavishnu is known as Karnodakshai Vishnu, the super soul of everything. Garbhodakshai Vishnu, from whose lotus level Brahma was created, is also called Hiranyagarbha and is the total super soul of the subtle super soul and the subtle super soul. Shiradakshai Vishnu is the universal form and the gross super soul. I'll repeat the purport again. Lord Mahavishnu is known as Karanodakshai Vishnu, the super soul of everything. Garbhodakshai Vishnu, from whose lotus navel Brahma was created, is also called Hiranyagarbha and is the total super soul and the subtle super soul. Kshiradakshai Vishnu is the universal form and the gross super soul. Prabhupada is saying that Karnodakshaya Vishnu is the super soul of everything, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is the total super soul and subtle super soul, And Shivadaksha Vishnu is the universal form of the Lord and the gross super soul.
Eitim sarvashaya jagato ishar eho sab kalayamsho krishna yathishar.
Although Mahavishnu, Padmanabh and Shivadaksha Vishnu are all shelters and controllers of the entire universe, they are nonetheless but plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of Krishna. Therefore, he is the original personality of Godhead. Mahaprabhu is explaining that point here, that ete chamsha kala pumsha, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. All these are Krishna's portions and plenary portions. Plenary portions and portions of plenary portions. But Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yashvaika nishyashita kala mathavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda natha Vishnur mahanushaiha jasya kala vishesha Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
The Brahmas and other lords of the mundane worlds appear from the poles of Mahavishnu and remain alive for the duration of his one exhalation. I adore the primeval Lord, Govinda, for Mahavishnu is a portion of his plenary portion. Purport. This is a quotation from Brahma Samhita 5.48. 42. Ei artho madhyam suno guru artho ar tina varsha sthan krishner shastre khyati jar. This is the middle meaning. Now please hear the confidential meaning. Lord Krishna has three places of residence, which are well known from revealed scriptures. Purport. Krishna has three abodes. His internal abode, Golok Vrindavan, his intermediate abode, the spiritual sky, and his external abode, this material world.
Antapur Golok Sri Vrindavan Jahanitta Sthiti Pita Jahanitta Sthiti Mata Pita Vandhugan.
The internal abode is called Golok Vrindavan. It is there that Lord Krishna's personal friends, associates, father and mother live.
Madhuraisharjo madhurjo kritadi bhandar jova maya dashi jahar rasadi lila shahar.
Vrindavan is the storehouse of Krishna's mercy and the sweet opulences of conjugal love. That is where the spiritual energy working as a maidservant exhibits the rasa dance, the quintessence of all pastimes.
Karuna nikuramma kamali madhuraisharja vishesha shalini jayati brajaraja nandane nahi chinta kanika pudetina.
Vrindavan Dham is very soft due to the mercy of the Supreme Lord, and it is specially opulent due to conjugal love. The transcendental glories of the son of Nanda Maharaj are exhibited here. Under the circumstances, not the least anxiety is awakened within us.
Tartali Parabhom Vishnu Loknam Narayana Nariyananto Sharupayodham.
Below the Vrindavan planet, below the Vrindavan planet is the spiritual sky, which is known as Vishnu Loka. In Vishnu Loka, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets controlled by Narayana and other innumerable expansions of Krishna.
Madhyam Avas Krishna Sarvaisharja Bhandar Ananta Sarupe Jaha Karena Vihar.
The spiritual sky is full in all six opulences. is the interim residence of Lord Krishna. It is there that an unlimited number of forms of Krishna enjoy their pastimes. Ananta Vaikuntha Jaha Bhandar Kothori Parishad Babisharoi Sharaje Ache Hori. Innumerable Vaikuntha planets, which are just like different rooms of a treasure house, are all there, filled with all opulences. These unlimited planets house the Lord's eternal associates, who are also enriched with six opulences. Goloka Namni Nijadhamni Tavecha Tassa Devi Mahesha Haridham Shute Shuteshu Tete Prabhava Vichaya Vihitashya Jena Govinda Adipurusham Tamahan Bhajami. Below the planet named Golok Vrindavan are the planets known as Devi Dham, Mahesh Dham, and Hari Dham. These are opulent in different ways. They are managed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Govinda, the original Lord. I offer my obeisances unto Him. Purport. This is a quotation from Brahma Samhita 5.43. Prathana parappam narantare virajanodi vedanga shirajanaita staroi prashravita subha. Between the spiritual and material worlds is a body of water. Between the spiritual and material worlds is a body of water known as river viraja. This water is generated from the bodily perspiration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Vedanga. Thus the river flows. Purport. This verse and the following verse are from the Padma Purana. Tashyapare parabhume tripadbhutam sanatanam amritam shashvatam nityam anantam paramam param. Beyond the river Viraja is a spiritual nature, which is indestructible, eternal, inexhaustible, and unlimited. It is the supreme abode consisting of three-fourths of the Lord's opulences. It is known as Parabhum, the spiritual sky. Purport. In the spiritual sky, there is neither anxiety nor fear. It is eternally existing, and it consists of three-fourths of the Lord's energy. The material world is an exhibition of only one-fourth of the Lord's energy. Therefore, it is called Ekopada Vibhuti. Tarkavi Vachyavasha Virajaropar Ananta Brahmanda Jaha Kothori Apar. On the other side of the river Viraja is the external abode, which is full of unlimited universes, each containing unlimited atmospheres. Devi Dham Nam Tar Jivatar Vashi Jagallakhi Rakhi Rahe Jahamaya Dashi. The abode of the external energy is called Devi Dham, and its inhabitants are conditioned souls. It is there that the material energy, Durga, resides with many opulent maidservants. Purport. Because he wants to enjoy the material energy, the conditioned soul is allowed to reside in Devi Dham, the external energy, where the goddess Durga carries out the orders of the Supreme Lord as his maidservant. The material energy is called Jagal Lakshmi, because she protects the bewildered conditioned soul. The goddess Durga is therefore known as the mother, and Lord Shiva, her husband, is known as the father. Lord Shiva and goddess Durga are therefore known as the material father and mother. Goddess Durga is so named because this material world is like a big fort where the conditioned soul is placed under her care. From material facilities, the conditioned soul tries to please the goddess Durga. The mother Durga supplies all kinds of material facilities. Because of this, the conditioned souls are allured and do not wish to give the external energy. Consequently, they are continuously making plans to live here peacefully and happily. Such is the material world. Eitin dhamir hai Krishna adhishar goloka parabhoma prakriti par. Krishna is the supreme proprietor of all dhams, including Goloka dham, Vaikuntha dham, and Devi dham. The parabhoma and Goloka dham are beyond Devi dham, this material world. Purport. When a living entity is liberated from Devi dham, but does not know of the opulence of Hari dham, he is placed in Mahesh dham, which is between the other two dhams. The liberated soul does not get an opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead there. Therefore, although this Mahesh dham is Lord Shiva's dham, an abode of and above Devi dham, it is not the spiritual world. The spiritual world begins with Hari dham or Vaikuntha Loka. So here Prabhupada is clearly pointing out that Lord Shiva's abode, although is situated beyond this material nature, is not actually the spiritual sky. And as a matter of fact, this abode of Lord Shiva is beyond Brahma Jyoti. So we can see, according to the Vaishnava understanding, now when even Lord Shiva's abode hasn't been considered to be the spiritual sky, what to talk about Brahma Jyoti, which is beyond the abode of Lord Shiva? Goloko namni nijadham nitale chatasya devi mahesha haridham shute shuteshu. Mahesh is the name of Lord Shiva, and abode of Lord Shiva is situated beyond or above Devi dham or this material nature, but below the abode of Lord Vishnu, Haridham. So Prabhupada is very clearly pointing out here that those who have attained liberation from this material bondage but have not been able to render devotional service unto Krishna, but have some kind of personal understanding of Krishna, then they are situated in Mahesh dham. And another consideration here is that Lord Shiva is the gatekeeper of Vaikuntha. Now the gatekeeper stands outside the gate. So he, Lord Shiva, is standing outside the spiritual sky because he is guarding the spiritual sky. So Lord Shiva's dham, Mahesh dham, is not exactly the spiritual sky, although it's almost like the spiritual sky. Well, unless and until one is engaged in rendering loving devotional service to Krishna, then he cannot enter into the spiritual sky. Lord Shiva will stop him. Actually, Lord Shiva stops the infiltrators to the spiritual sky. Those who are offended, Lord Shiva is very heavy with them and smashes them so hard that they become unconscious and fall down into the material nature and become inert. And the Mayavadis are actually pierced by the trident of Lord Shiva when they try to enter into the spiritual sky. But those who are favorably disposed to Krishna, to the spiritual platform, or rather to the spiritual nature, but have not been engaged in devotional service, Lord Shiva stops them also, but he doesn't smash them. He bestows his mercy upon them and engages them in the service. Actually here, Lord Shiva acts as a guru. He stops the living entity who has reached that height, who has entered into the spiritual nature, and is still, or though, who is trying to approach the spiritual nature, not exactly entered, and who is favorably disposed, Lord Shiva actually gives him his blessings. and tells him that render service unto Krishna. And Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Mura Matri. Shankaracharya is Lord Shiva himself. And Shankaracharya is bewildered in the demons with Mayavad. And those who are innocent, Shankaracharya is giving them the guidance. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Mura Matri. So Lord Shiva, actually without the mercy, it says that without the mercy of Lord Shiva, one cannot enter into the spiritual sky. As devotees, we are very respectful to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is one of our acharyas. Shayambhur Narada Sambhu. Sambhu is Lord Shiva. And he is one of the 12 Mahajans. And we are very respectful to him. He is our spiritual master. So, when we will approach the spiritual sky, and when we will get to see Lord Shiva at the gate of Vaikuntha, then we will naturally offer our obeisances to him. And he will shower his mercy upon us and direct us how to become engaged in the service of Lord Krishna in the spiritual sky. Chitshakti vibhuti dham tripavisharjanam maik vibhuti ek padayoki dham. The spiritual world is considered to be threefold of the energy and opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas this material world is only one-fourth of that energy. That is our understanding. Purport. Haridham, Parabrahma and Golok Vrindavan are beyond the material cosmic manifestation. They are celebrated as three-fourths of the Lord's energy. The material world, conducted by the Supreme Lord's external energy, is called Devidham and is a manifestation of one-fourth of His energy. Tripad vibhutor dhamattad tripad bhutam hitatpadam vibhuti maiki sharva prakta padatmika jatah. Because it consists of three-fourths of Lord energy, the spiritual world is called tripad bhuta. Being a manifestation of one-fourth of the Lord's energy, this material world is called ekapada. Purport. This verse is found in Loku Bhagavatamrita 1.5.286. Tripada vibhuti krishnera bhakko yavachar ekpada vibhuti shunah vistar. The three-fourths part of Lord Krishna's energy is beyond our speaking power. Let us therefore hear elaborately about the remaining one-fourth of His energy. So I'll stop reading here. Because then Prabhupada goes into a story. Krishna Mahaprabhu goes to describe that how Brahma of this universe approached Krishna and got to know about Krishna's opulence. So does anybody have any questions here?
Mahesh Dham is beyond one Vaikuntha
is situated in Brahma Jyoti. Vaikuntha is situated in Brahma Jyoti, but Lord Shiva is just at the gate of Vaikuntha. On each Vaikuntha, Lord Shiva is there. Watchtower or whatever you call that, outside the house, you have the watchman's, small little chamber, right?
Each planet.
For each Vaikuntha planet, Lord Shiva and his abode there. And he's guarding the abode of Vishnu. Beyond Brahma Jyoti, actually, because Brahma Jyoti is beyond, below Lord Shiva the Buddha. Like if you want to conceive it, I mean, imagine, picture it, like the spiritual sky, Brahma Jyoti, and in Brahma Jyoti the Vaikunthas are floating, right?
Krishna Prabhu Hari Ram. Jagaprasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine
ISKCON Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Guru Puja Ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramhamsa Parivrajaka Charjo, Ashtottara Shato Shri Srimad, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव श्री गौर भक्त वृंद श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडलिनी गोवर्धन की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय श्री मथुरा धाम की जय श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय गंगा माई जमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जाय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाय गौर प्रेम हरि बोल। All glories to the Assembly.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the Assembly.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the Assembly.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gaura.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Prachari Nene Vishesha Sundarari Pastrata.
Yashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana
Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Paribrajacharya, Ashtottar Shatam Sri Srimad, Abhay Charanar Ubinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Samubeto Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.